Chapter 45. Trees don't sleep, not like people do, or animals. But we do rest. Unfortunately, that night rest eluded me. I was filled with questions about the coming day, of course. But most of all, I didn't want to miss a moment of what little life I had left. I wanted to drink in the stars. I wanted to feel the fuzzy wings of the owlets. I wanted to stretch my roots just a tiny bit farther before the night was through. I wanted to indulge in some quiet contemplation about life and love and what it all meant. I wanted to philosophize. "I've been thinking," I said to Bongo. "There's no point in my worrying about tomorrow. It will come soon enough." "Red," Bongo said. "Too much wise, old tree?" Bongo paused. She looked at me for a long time. "Never," she said. "Never, ever too much wise, old tree." Bongo settled onto home plate. The world was quiet and calm. "Want to hear a joke?" I asked.
"Is it funny?"
"Probably not," I admitted.
"Then probably no."
"What's a tree's least favorite month?"
"I don't know. What month?"
"September," I paused.
"Because you see, Red," Bongo interrupted. "As always, no need to explain."
We didn't speak much after that. Turned out I didn't need to talk about life and love and what it all meant. It was enough to watch the sky freckled with stars, to smell the sweet, wet earth, to listen to the beating hearts of the little ones I could keep safe, at least for one more night.